Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Jump on board here and let's talk gardening. If you've got any questions or any advice or any tips or any complaints, it's all welcome. Just call me at 1-866-444-3478. A couple of things, a couple of housekeeping things, and I'm going to get into a little gardening stuff, and I got a great tip for you about some maybe one of the most important green living things I could recommend for you, a bed that I just got. I want to tell you all about it. But first of all, some of the things that I talked about related to my daughter, announcer, over the past couple of weeks. She informed me not too long ago that she was doing volcano boarding in Costa Rica, where she's been working for Rainforest Radio and doing some interesting things there, working with the turtles and so forth, which I'll also tell you more about. But we got the pictures of this thing called volcano boarding, and you can see what a crazy idea it is on the blog now. Go to dirtdoctor.com, go to the blog, and there's pictures of Logan and her friends there, and you can see what it's all about. The first thing that doesn't make any sense about volcano boarding is that you get to hike up the mountain carrying the gear, this flat wooden board sled, and your outfit that you have to wear to keep from getting all cut up from the lava. And then you ride the thing down the mountain. And so the shots, some of the shots are on there for you. We're probably going to have some more. She's been telling me that she's got a ton of stuff that I still haven't seen yet. She's been sending it to me a little bit at a time here. The other thing that is there now is the work with the turtles that's going on that started off as kind of a toast stump. I got sent emails that showed turtle eggs being harvested on a beach in Costa Rica, and it was sent around to say that it was what was really causing turtles to die out, not global warming, was the gist of this this email that was being sent around. And I sent it out to a few people saying that, you know, kind of agreeing that it looked like it was something bad, that, you know, wasn't commenting about global warming. I was just commenting about the turtles. And this was probably a bad thing to allow the people to harvest these turtle eggs. Well, Logan sends me an email, and she said, "Dad, you jumped the gun there a little bit. What's going on is something that we have learned that is a good thing. And what it is that the first wave of turtles coming in and laying eggs, and they lay a lot of them, but that first wave of eggs are destroyed for the most part by the second and third wave of turtles that come in. They come in three waves, which I didn't know. And so what they have come up with is a way for the local people, Costa Ricans, Ticos, to harvest those eggs of the first wave and sell them, and eat some, I guess, too, but sell them to make money for the schools and for the kids, and have developed a real nice program. So Dad jumped the gun a little bit about talking about that being something negative, and learned about turtles. And that beach, what was so ironic and kind of funny about the thing was that photograph that you'll see on the blog there. Go to dirtdoctor.com, click on over on the left-hand side in the blue letters where it says blog, and it just takes you directly there. Or you can go into the forums and the blogs of, several people, Trop John's blog on products, and my blogs and everything are right there in the same place. And you can see the beach, and that beach, that exact beach, is right where Logan was working on helping tag the turtles and doing some of the research stuff that she was involved in there. So, always something. Jumping the gun is something I occasionally have done. In the previous hour today, we visited with a fellow that is going to be at an event with me that I wanted everybody to know about. You can hear the interview as a podcast. Dr. Phil Wheeler, and I were talking about his book, The Non-Toxic Farming Book. I was thinking it was a new book, but it's been around for a while. They just wanted to promote the fact that he was going to be one of the speakers at the Acres USA conference. It is a conference that's open to the public. Does cost to go to it, but it is jam-packed. I was impressed with it the first year that I went to it years ago, because Charles Walters, who established both the regular publication called Acres USA and the conference, he was a real big one for having very very professional and very very good speakers, speakers with great expertise in all kinds of different subjects. And he ran the thing with an iron hand. I would assume his son now does the same thing, Fred. But boy, he made people start on time and stop on time. And the lectures, for the most part, are very technical, very hands-on, though, and you can learn a lot of stuff. It's not 100% organic conference. They do talk about using some synthetics. In fact, Phil Wheeler still recommends some synthetic fertilizers, but mostly an overall sustainable, organic, natural organic approach. And it sounded like, from what he said, that he was going closer and closer to recommending a full 100% program like I recommend. But he's one of the speakers there. It's the Acres USA Conference in Indianapolis, December the 9th through the 11th. I will be there, we'll be there with a new company that we have getting underway, and you can learn about all that stuff at the event. We will also have one of the growers that we've worked with that's a partner now in a new business that will be with us, that is a blueberry and blackberry grower with the natural organic techniques, growing crops that you'll be very, very impressed with. So anybody around the country that has time to come to that, we'd be delighted to talk to you, and you'll be able to meet people like Phil Wheeler and Arden Anderson and a lot of other people that you've heard me talk about. You can go to acresusa.com and go to the program there and print out or look at it on the computer, the whole lineup of speakers that will be up there. And the people that attend this conference are worth the trip and the cost to go right there, because you get to meet people who are growers of everything under the sun, some people that have been 100% organic for a long time, a lot of people that come there maybe and sit and listen to the speakers, maybe no more than the speakers in some cases, because they've been just hardcore organic for such a long time and have their own ways of doing things. And people are very good at sharing information there. So you can learn about all kinds of things and all kinds of growing. And that includes animals as well as pets. There'll be farmers and ranchers there as well. The other thing I was going to tell you about is the basic kind of the basic program that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, and how it fits in no matter what you're trying to grow. I know there's a lot of new listeners out there all the time, and if you're scratching your head thinking, what in the world is he talking about? What we recommend here on Green Living as far as the agricultural and the farming and ranching side of it, as well as the landscaping side, and this goes for it's important to have this knowledge when you go into grocery stores and think about buying produce, think about buying fruits and vegetables and nuts and various kinds of things, is to understand what the differences are. And there's a big difference. The quality of the food is something that has been controversial simply because there's people out there trying to defend the status quo, trying to defend growing crops with the artificial approach, saying that there's not any difference. There's not any difference in the food value, and there's not any difference in the taste, and there's not any difference in the quality. And that's not true. The truth is, and there's even some new research, and we've got the research on dirtdoctor.com, that the benefits, the health and nutritional benefits are much higher, and the taste is much higher. You can go into something specific. You can go into the library and go into the pecan area of the library, or go into research and look up the pecan research that Dr. Joe Bradford was involved in down in Hamilton, Texas. And one of the things that came out of that research where they were looking at two things. They were looking at whether an organic program on growing pecans was better or not as good as the synthetic approach. The traditional approach, the main one that's being used still out there. And then secondly, which organic program, which kind of products worked the best. And they set up all kinds of different trials out there and looked at everything. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas, and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for Affordable Hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so. There's no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions. And also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. That telephone number we got open line for you. Jump in here at 1-866-444-3478. We got cut off, I think, at the end of what I was saying, but the main thing there was that research about pecans showed that across the board, everybody that tasted the pecans just swore that, and I've tasted the same thing myself, that the taste of the pecans was far superior from the trees that were under the organic program. What happens is when you have the organic program, you have healthier, biologically active soil. The trace minerals get into the plant better, and that makes a higher quality oil in the nuts, and that's where the flavor comes from. And the same thing happens no matter whether you're growing jujubes or pomegranates or peaches or pears or grass for your cattle. The more the trace minerals are in the food, whatever it is, the better it will taste and the better it is for you. Also, we had a lot of response from our latest newsletter. Newsletter you get, it's free. You send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and you'll get it on a regular basis. But I did a newsletter on acorn management, oak tree seeds, in other words. And we talk about it from time to time, and I get a lot of questions at this time of the year about what to do about them and how to prevent them. There's not really a good way. Some of the people that have responded have suggested some ways maybe of preventing the production of acorns on a tree, but it's pretty much impossible. It's based on stress in the tree. The plant will tend to produce more seed to protect its genetics if it is under some kind of a stress. And the stress can come from weather, from storms, too wet soil, too dry soil, from just out-and-out droughts really can cause it, long rainy spells, too much fertilizer, wrong kind of fertilizer. All these different things can cause a stress that can lead to excessive production of seed on trees, and that includes acorns on trees. Well, we got some various tips. One was from my friend in Boston, Peter Wild, who is an arborist there that is into organic kinds of things, and he wrote me a letter saying that I needed to remember that a lot of times the stress is a two-year related thing, that the development of acorns can start can take 2 years to develop. And so the stress that we have in the Dallas-Fort Worth area here in the south, in a lot of areas probably, actually happened not this past growing season, but last year when we had such a drought. And that probably led to it more than this year, where we had some really heavy rains for a while, and then we had some really hot weather. We had 105, 107-degree weather. And that could have been part of it, but Peter's point, and I think it's a good one, is that it could have been from the stress of 2 years ago. The alternate production of pecans that a lot of people that raise pecans, going back to this research a little bit, again, is thought to be just a natural kind of a quirk or genetic situation with pecan trees. Another thing Joe Bradford and his people in the research on the pecans in Hamilton, Texas, discovered was that under the organic production, those trees did not alternately bear. They had good crops every year. Now, they would vary a little bit in how much there was, how much production there was, but they all had good crops every year. One thing I've noticed on our Texas Champion pecan tree over in Weatherford, and you can see it on the website, just a gorgeous tree. It's arguably the national champion, too. It had the plaque for a while, and then they said they did the readings and gave it to some tree in Georgia, which I still need to go see sometime and see if that's really the case. But this one in Texas is just a massive, beautiful specimen. And the point I was getting to was that it has a crop of pecans every year. And it's been under a natural organic program forever. There may be some people in the past that used synthetic fertilizers and things around it, but as far as we know from the current owners, it has never had anything but organic techniques and tools used around it. So that tends to even out that production as well. My wife, Judy, is in the residential real estate business, and she was telling me that on one of her customers' properties, there are some trees right now, live oak trees, that don't have any acorns on them, none at all, zero. That's probably a genetic situation, something I'm going to look at for sure, because there are some people that would like to be able to plant live oaks and not have the acorn problem on the ground. The management, if you don't get the newsletter, I'll talk about. By the way, you can go see it. It's on the website. You can go see it even if you don't get the newsletter. But my management is can be one of three or four different things. One is you can just leave them on the ground. They don't hurt anything at all. They decay. The weevils get them. You pick them up and they have a little round hole. That's a weevil that has bored in and is eating the tasty protein inside and has killed that acorn. And that one won't germinate. When you're trying to collect them and grow them into little oak trees, that's the first thing you look for. I'll talk about how to grow acorns into trees. We'll talk about the rest of the acorn management program and anything that you want to discuss, and I'll work in all the other things that I forgot to bring up so far. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The telephone number here is toll free. It's 1-866-444-3478. I just discovered something interesting about our newsletter on that I pulled up here off of. I sent myself an email through Yahoo to pick it up and to read some of these tips to you. And when it prints it off there, it does something really interesting that I don't like at all. One is it fouls up the paragraph, the way the paragraphs are set up. But it also highlights certain terms in my newsletter that when you click on them, takes you to somebody else's stuff. I don't know if that's a Yahoo thing or what, but I don't like it a bit. And we're going to have to see about how you get rid of that nonsense. Anybody's got any tips on how to do that? We might need it. I don't know. But it takes you to, it's got trees and shrubs underlined and soil compaction and potting soil and things like that. And it takes you to some, you know, other places where the information is stuff I don't even agree with. So that's a bad thing. But anyway, back to the good tips that came in about acorn management. Some people say acorn. I say acorn. I'm from East Texas, you know. We had one person say that he uses a shop vac, and I've mentioned using it in the management of it. If you don't want to leave the acorns on the ground and let them be eaten by the weevils, rot, you can and become part of building the soil, because they're very high in protein and a lot of trace minerals and everything, so they're good for the soil. The worst thing about them is walking on them, that acorns that have been half eaten by squirrels on your stone walkway. And guess who did that this morning in his stocking feet out walking Tater in the dark? But you can speed up the process of them breaking down in beds and everything by putting them in the driveway and driving over them and crushing them, put them in the compost pile, wonderful ingredient for the compost. Or you can throw them in the compost pile whole. They just take a little bit longer to break down and become useful. But another tip was shop vacuuming them up. And some of the shop vacs, if not all of them, I guess, when the material is sucked up into the shop vac, the rotating part of it munches the acorns up to a degree, and then you could toss all that in the compost pile, add a little molasses, and be a great ingredient that would break down very, very quickly. Another tip is this. That came in, and that is to check out last Wednesday's New York Times for a recipe for acorns. You can probably get it. I go into the website and go back and find that, I guess. It said, when I first started studying landscape design and contracting in 74, our tree identification class took field trips to cemeteries and to the Arnold Arboretum, which is in Boston. I remember collecting chestnut oak acorns, soaking them and changing the water several times, then simmering them in several changes of water, and then boiling them and taking them to class for the rest of the students to sample. That sounds like way too much trouble. No one took more than one, even with all the soaking and cooking. The tannins were still very strong. I'm sure that in the olden days, people would have been glad to eat them rather than starve. And then that's Pamela Hart sent that. And she also said she forgot to tell me about how they use the acorns. They collect bushels of them and store them in the basement. And then every morning throw a few handfuls out at the rear of the property for the squirrels. Then I can feed the birds on the porch railing without the squirrels competing for the dry roasted unsalted peanuts, which our cardinals and blue jays love. And that's a great tip. That's good. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show and on KTSA in San Antonio this morning, as I always do. We always do a little 30-minute gig, and you can hear it on podcasts that they do there from KTSA Radio in San Antonio. But we were talking about this same kind of thing, and he said that he made the comment that there's basically nothing negative about acorns, and that they're good. You know, they're a good source of protein and this, that, and that thing. I said, yeah, except for one thing. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, if you have a metal carport near your bedroom, it sounds like machine gun fire at some times, and then other times just one at a time. Sounds like somebody dropped a big rock. It's amazing how small acorn makes as much noise as it does when it hits the air conditioner or a metal roof. Now, I could have solved the air conditioner problem. I'm just too lazy. I bought black netting like you'd put over a tree to protect the fruit from birds. And I've got I designed an experimental panel situation that goes around the sides of our air conditioner. They have basically the same kind of fabric that's in a screen door, and it has a metal frame that you can slide them in and out. And my idea was to prevent the air conditioners from sucking in as much of the lint from the gigantic cottonwood that's across the street in my neighbor's yard every summer. And I think it helps to a degree. I don't think it really did exactly what I was thinking about. But in my situation, I could drape the netting over the top of this frame. It's taller than the air conditioners, and have this black netting block the acorns falling and banging on the air conditioner. But I've got it laying there right beside the air conditioner and hadn't done anything about it. It's one of my my to-do jobs. And the but I like the idea of using the acorns, and I'm going to try that because we, as you've probably heard me talk a lot of times, I've got a one really big pest at home that I've never figured out what to do with, and it's squirrels. We have squirrels that are a real problem, and they do some damage. They tear off a lot of bark, especially off of the cypress. It's real stringy, and they love to make nest out of them. They've really done a lot of damage to the tree. And again, I could have blocked them off, and I could have from climbing up the trunk, and I could have also cut limbs off the tree so they couldn't jump from the top of the roof of the house onto the tree. But if I did that, it'd be limbed up so high it would really make the tree look bad. So we're changing it. We're changing that tree. Judy's finally agreed with me to change that tree over to a big tooth maple, which will be much, much cleaner in that it hangs over the swimming pool and be a little bit more compact and have just gorgeous fall color. It's one of the maples that we can grow here in Texas that has gorgeous fall color that will range from golden, just shining golden orange into deep reds, and sometimes on the same tree. And but I'm going to try that acorn idea, collecting the acorns, put them in a different place for the squirrels to be able to get to them real easily. Right now you walk around and there's pieces of acorns all over the sidewalk and the driveway every day. So maybe if I give them some, if I shake the tree, knock them down, put them in one place so they can go and just have a little smorgasbord, that might be a better way to feed the squirrels. You got a better idea, let me know. And if you got any ideas on what kind of newsletter you'd like to see, we get a lot of response from the newsletters, I think for one reason, that they're one subject at a time. If you get it and don't want it, just let us know and take you off. We have that happen very seldomly because we have a lot of good advice there. But try it out. If you don't like it, we'll take you off. We have about somewhere between 75 and 80,000 people that are subscribing to it right now. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today is the bed that I just got. Judy and I have experimented with beds and have been very serious about beds. We've spent a lot of money on beds. We bought, in a couple of cases, the most expensive ones that are on the market. We've done the ones that have air inside. We've done the ones that are somewhat organic. Some of the parts of the construction are organic, and they're supposed to last for a long time and all that. And to be honest with you, I've never been that happy. In fact, I've commented in my travels, a lot of times the beds in the hotels are as comfortable. I sleep as well with them as I do with these really expensive things that we've tried at home. Well, we got involved with this Green Living a bunch, as most of you know. Some time back, they had a regular store in the Lakewood area of Dallas, and they also had a mail order deal, and we're working together on the mail order side of it, making products available to people across the country where there are not stores selling organic products. Well, one of the things they were already dealing with was pillowcases and sheets and things that were organic cotton and wool and things like that. But they had a bed, and I had seen the bed. I'd been walking around it and looking at it for a long time and hadn't thought that much about it because we already had our fancy bed, that were supposed to be so great. And finally, decided to try this one, and we made a deal to get one and set it up, and I am just over the top impressed with the thing. It is totally organic. It's certified organic, and one of the reasons is that the bed, the mattress, is made up of layers, 3-inch layers of real latex, and the latex comes in about five different softnesses. And you can make one side softer than the other, one side firmer than the other. You can change the softness and firmness of it. You can go into the store over there, those of you who live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and lay on it and try it out, and I would highly recommend it. It costs about half of what we've paid for other beds that were supposed to be so great. It turned out not to be. But this one, it is so comfortable. It's amazing. And the pillow is the same way. In fact, Judy and I were about to go on a little short trip for our 40th wedding anniversary. And Judy likes to take a pillow with her. Her own pillow, and it's probably a pretty smart idea, especially with all this bed bug thing. And that's another thing I need to talk about a little bit more today. Bed bugs popping up here and there, and she likes a pillow on the plane and that sort of thing. But the pillows that come with it are stuffed really hard, and they do it on purpose so you can actually open them up and take some of the stuffing out, which is this same natural latex in pieces in there, and take it out and make it any thickness or any firmness that you want to. And so what we're going to do is just build a couple, at least one, she will, I may or may not get around to it, a travel pillow that's going to be made out of this same stuff. What's the bed called? It's called Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y. And I could not be any more impressed. Sleep. Quality was better than I've slept in a long time, and I've just had it a few days. So check it out in the Green Living Shop. Howard Garrett, I'll be back right after this. Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product. Citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. and tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, Howard, back with you. One of the things that we do that you may not have checked in on yet is the poison of the week, and we'll be talking about it a little bit more tomorrow. We've got some new things on there that are typical products that are for sale out there. We've even covered some of the products that have been banned, and we talk about the technicalities, the reasons why we don't recommend these things and why they're on the list. Back to something that I do recommend, though. I need to finish talking about the bed a little bit because it relates to the next subject, and that is bed bugs. Questions, bed bugs coming in. Apparently bed bugs have been now shown, have been showing up in areas closer and closer to us. It hadn't been a big problem around here locally, but maybe it is becoming a problem. And another nice thing about this bed that I was telling you about, since it's made out of natural layers of natural latex. And by the way, I don't recommend the synthetic foam beds at all. That's a whole different deal. You know, the outgas things and not even close to being considered organic. Real, I'm talking about real latex is what these are made out of. And they are bed bug proof. The bed bugs can't live in the latex. They cannot live in the wool. That's also part of the bed. So it's another little nice feature of this bed called Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y, that I talked about. For those of you that are actually dealing with bed bug problems, I've had some people call and say you had to use toxic chemicals to kill these things, and that's not true at all. You can kill bed bugs with all sorts of things that are non-toxic. You can use the orange oil products. You can use the bio wash products. It works very well. There are several different ways to go. One of the easiest ones is called an encasement. Encasements are available for sale on in various websites, and we're going to probably have them in the Green Living store at some point, too. What the encasements are is it's an encasement that goes around the mattress, and it actually seals the bed bugs into the bed, and it apparently keeps them from getting out as well. They're not made of any synthetic material. They're apparently made out of cotton and wool and stuff like that. The EcoSafe website has them there now if you want to look at that. And like I said, Green Living Shop may have them as well, but it simply covers up the mattress. But you can kill them with non-toxic products. It's just not a problem at all. Some of the insects that I have around my bed from time to time are things that crawl in because we're in an old carport, and there's some pretty good gaps around the edges, and so things can walk right in. And a good quality natural diatomaceous earth used on the floor is a good thing there and can help with various critters. But orange oil and the Eco Smart products, which really have a nice fragrance. For some reason, women think that they smell terrific. It's an aromatherapy effect that they have. And they're non-toxic, totally non-toxic to vertebrates, which means dogs and cats and you and me. But death to invertebrates like bed bugs and roaches and silverfish and other kinds of things. So if you want an EPA-labeled product that will take care of things, and you can take it on trips with you, you can use it around the house, it's called EcoSmart. EcoSmart products are in the Green Living Shop, and they're available at stores all across the country. It's one of those organic products that we talk about that has true national distribution. And they have a wide range of products. They have products for outdoor pests, killing weeds, killing fungus, and killing insects as well. The one thing I've run into at one point is that you got to be careful reading the label. Some of those products are made for interior use. They're not made for spraying plants. And I learned the hard way that they're a little harsh. They can burn. Won't kill the plant, but it'll burn the edges of the plant. So if you're wanting to spray insects on plants, be sure and get the one that's labeled for plants, not labeled for interior insects. Okay? That steel ad you heard running, I wanted to add a little to that. The steel company is not just an advertiser here. It's the equipment that I love. My chainsaw, I have a steel chainsaw, and I had to redo it because the ethanol and gas caused some problems with it. But also, other than that, it just lasts forever, and it's great and easy to use. Also, the backpack sprayer that Steel makes is the best, and the hand pruners are the best ever made. Regina and Richardson, let's see if we can get you on there real quick. Are you there?
Steel, Regina? We have a Steel commercial edger, and it rocks. So,
what you got? We're about out of time. Let me put you on hold, and I'll help you off the air. Sorry about that. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Hope you enjoy your week. I hope the Rangers can do a little bit better tonight. We're rooting for them back here in Arlington. Go to dirtdoctor.com if you have questions. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow for the Sunday show. Same number then, 1-866-444-3478. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. We'll see you later.